Kenosha's engine plant was among those facilities Chrysler abandoned in an Obama administration-backed bankruptcy plan 2.5 years ago. Chrysler's creditors, the Liquidation Trust, and state, local, and federal officials have now reached an agreement on what to do with the empty buildings.
And I think where we are is a win-win. If it could be described as a win-win-win for all parties, this certainly is.
That's Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman, who presided over a celebratory news conference yesterday that featured a top official of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, and DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp, a Kenosha native with a strong family history of auto industry employment.
Today is indeed a monumental day for residents of the city of Kenosha. This is a rebirth.
The agreement calls for the bankruptcy trust to demolish the buildings, secure liability limits and any future environmental claims, then give the site to the city for soil cleanup and redevelopment. To aid the process, the feds will kick in $10 million in auto industry bailout money. Not everyone is pleased. Former auto worker Mike Underhill is still looking for a new job.
I think what they're doing is basically, if you want to use the word, castrating us as far as industry. If you take down all the plants, nothing can come back in. Unless they spend a lot of money and build another plant, you know, go through all the building part of it.
Mayor Bosman said the city's original intent was to save some of the buildings, but in the end, the negatives of that strategy outweighed the positives. The city will now start planning for redevelopment. For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.